the opinions you love, the history you crave. This is Rant EM Radio. Usually this is where Rage would come in and say, welcome everybody to Rant EM Radio's TNA Bound for Glory post-show. I'll pretend I'm Rage. Rage, alongside, Double A, hi, William Morgan, Lee, Tony C, and look at this. He waited until the post-show to tune in. Here's Surfer.
Double A. Double A.
Yes?
I'm here.
Well, now you're there.
Now you're all late and shit.
Anyway. No, I was not. I mean, I was still on.
You're like a TNA fan.
You guys couldn't hear me or anything? Yes. Like, I was plugged in and everything.
No,
yeah, you go again. Talk about your personal life. Nobody cares about you being plugged.
Shut up. With that comes that was the last pay-per-view of the TNA calendar year. And so, a lot to go through.
The last.
A lot to talk about.
And probably the last, that's right.
Probably the last.
Yeah.
That's kind of cruel to say, but
I would be fine if I would be okay if they retired. If AJ pulled this off, I'd be fine if they just went on and closed the doors of him being the last TNA champion. Fine.
There you go.
It's very possible. Right now they don't have a place to do TV all for November and December, so
TNA live from the parking lot. Maybe.
Yeah.
Shut up. That's not. Lots to talk about.
Live from the Epcot Center.
Yeah.
Live from Epcot.
We're gonna do something different. We're gonna let everybody have like an opening thought about the pay per view. Starting with let's go with who actually watched the pay per view.
Let me go first. Let me go first.
Go ahead.
I'm going first. Two things. First of all, Rage. They could have had Kenny King wrestle that EC3 character instead of some local jobber.
Yup.
That's freaking racist.
Norv Vermin. Norv, whatever the hell.
Whatever, he is Vernum. Freaking Vermin.
Vernum.
And number two, Rage, Sting, you are no good. Stop a bitch. Okay?
Wait a minute, hold up. No.
Fire me. I'm already fired. He's a no good.
All right. So,
fire me. I'm already fired.
Is there anyone else among us who watched the pay-per-view?
Yes, we all watched it.
You're singling me out. You know I didn't watch it. You're singling me out, you fucker.
Look, we all watched the pay-per-view with the exception of Lee. Now, we were all talking. All right,
so you got an opening thought, Double A?
Well, I'm going to tell you exactly how important this pay-per-view was to us. Okay. We spent, you see, we did the pre-show, right? And we went off the air. Rage went off and did his own thing. And then we were here struggling to find a place to watch the pay-per-view. We finally found it. And we spent the next 3 hours talking about everything that has nothing to do with TNA.
Well, the thing is, Rage found out a place to watch it. And he never told us. He just went off and watched it.
No, I actually didn't, because I went to the website that we would usually use, and I had the same problems that Lee did, like at the beginning of the night trying to look for the pay per view. You know, you had that white box and download this and whatever, and I had that problem. So then I had to ask AA, and he gave me a link. So
I had to go to a totally different website myself to watch it. So
and then fucking then you damn shit Rage, you fucking went to the store and you never came back.
Oh, so that's my fault? Why aren't you? weren't you on the call with AA? Why didn't you ask him?
We were trying to work it out, but you know.
So Ray's MIA on his own show?
Yeah.
His own damn show.
That's pretty much
right. Oh, so wait a minute. I was MIA on, oh my God.
He fucking took a collection. He said he needed money for this, and he left. He ran out without donation.
What are you talking about? You was on the call. You was on the call
just
with
your damn show.
You
know what?
No matter what, the thing is no good.
You was on the call with AA.
Rage, I did this. Look, I was going to do this because TNA was coming to Baltimore. I had already committed to doing this show, so I'm fulfilling my obligations. I don't give a damn about TNA after tonight, so
see,
just go ahead.
He's like,
they're not coming to Baltimore, I don't care, so just do your show.
TNA or
this is why Rage doesn't get the keys to the cars.
Lee is like Bobby Heenan.
No, I'm not talking with Surfer.
Lee is like Bobby Heenan. Bobby Heenan knew the Titanic was sinking over at the AWA. But he didn't leave like everybody else. He fulfilled his obligations and then left.
It did left.
Oh. Well, you know what?
He sure did.
He left us in the podcast booth.
What are you talking about? Oh, I did.
I'm out of here.
What
did he say? NWO's coming. I'm out of here.
Oh, y'all was on the call. Yo, y'all was on the fucking call with AA. So y'all telling me y'all couldn't ask AA for a link?
Rage, what was the first match? What happened? What was the first match? What happened?
It was the Ultimate X match, and it was very lackluster, to say the least.
There weren't
a lot of highlights. There weren't a lot of highlights in this match. I mean, you had Samoa Joe. He didn't climb. Of course he didn't fucking climb.
Samoa Joe
didn't climb at all.
Respect him. Rage.
You said Samoa Joe.
I just wanted to see how he would do in an Ultimate X match. That's all I wanted.
The man Rage is an embarrassment. I've been telling you that for a while. He needs to go recondition himself, get himself back in wrestling condition, then come back and start again clean. He will not do that for nothing in the world. He is embarrassing himself, my friend.
You can't say no to hot wings, man. Nothing wrong with that. Hot wings are good.
Did Dick Crimson come back?
Dude, he eat too much Captain Crunch. That's what the dog gonna do, and eat too much Captain Crunch. That's what
he's
gonna
do. His body says Twinkies. He likes Twinkies. I can tell.
The conclusion of the match, you had Austin Aries bringing in the ladder. And Sabin knocked him off, climbed up, and got the belt. Sabin is the new X Division champion. Okay.
And who had the belt before this?
Manic.
And you couldn't put Kenny King in this match because
he's blocked.
They wouldn't have nobody to watch the bathroom. Park the car. Sell hot dogs.
They running like ECW now. He probably has to find the merchandise booth.
Exactly.
he got into one of the first video packages of AJ's, you know, past accomplishments at Bound for Glory, which they did the whole night, which was basically your clue that he was going to win.
Kenny King, we have a spill behind the concession stand.
Kenny King hopefully go to Las Vegas so he can keep being a Chippendale dude.
Then we get into the tag team championship match. You got Bromance who won the gauntlet match earlier tonight.
They have a male valet. Bromance has a male valet.
And that is the dude that's the winner of the 2012 and this year's Mr. Olympia bodybuilding contest.
Okay. First of all, you're almost completely gay for knowing that. And then the second part.
That's what they said! Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait. That's what they said.
He didn't Google that. I don't think he Googled that.
That's what they said.
He can do good.
Okay.
Calm down.
He said almost completely.
almost. You almost did. Almost.
I didn't know who he is. I don't even care who he is. Mm-hmm. I don't like bodybuilders. I hate him.
And then the second part of my complaint is the fact of this. You could have two near gay / homosexual guys and you put...
Metrosexuals.
The bro man.
Thank you. And you can put the belts on them, but you can't put the belt on a brother? or even have to
know. They just put them on the Rainbow Express.
What are you expecting? This is TNA for fuck's sake. What are you
Rainbow
expecting?
Rainbow Express should have got belts over the Bromance.
The Rainbow Coast
title. The Kwee-Wee and Lenny Lane.
The LGBT.
They couldn't give him the Kenny Lane, so he might as well give him the Lenny Lane.
Exactly.
The only belt Kenny King's gonna have is the one around his janitorial outfit. So this.
What a Nuva ring.
So
that too.
Long story short, Bromance is your new tag team champions.
Janitorial jumpsuit.
Rage is so serious. You remind me of somebody else who used to be real serious about TNA.
He is serious about this Bound for Glory cover. Hey, Kyle the Malarkey. Kyle the Malarkey, white man talking there. Kyle the Malarkey, white man talking here.
I wonder how long they're going to be champions, though, because I just got a feeling this is a guinea pig.
There's nobody else for them to the belts. Until Eric Young and Joseph Parks beat them for the belt.
Yeah. But other than that, I can't see it.
You know what I think's going to happen? They're going to rehash that old WWE. Remember when Kane turned on RVD? Watch. Joseph Park is going to flip out and attack Eric Young.
Wow.
Back to Abyss. And Rage, real quick, I don't want to jump the gun, but I just really want to make sure that you do touch on this whole TV title situation.
I was literally just getting into that.
Yeah, please do. Please elaborate.
Rage sounds like Todd Pettengill on a wrap-up show.
I want Surfer to hear this too. So go ahead, Rage.
So, after the match, which Bromance won the title, we got into a dispute with Ego and fucking Eric Young, and then out comes Abyss, who I thought was not coming back. And he didn't have the belt with him.
Wait a minute, you said you knew for a fact, right? Fuck.
They're not bringing that belt back. It doesn't matter what anybody say. They're not bringing that belt back. Come on now. They're not bringing that belt. That belt is done. That TV title is done. I don't care what any media outlet says. I don't care what Impact Wrestling says. That belt is not coming back.
Now you sound ignorant.
He said he don't care what the company says.
Exactly. Now he sounds stupid. He can't admit defeat. He can't admit defeat.
I'm not admitting defeat because that's what I believe. They're not bringing that belt back for nothing.
He ain't even towing the company line here.
Exactly. If you give a character who has not been on TV the belt, and he goes off into whatever, and he comes back, and he doesn't even have the belt with him, what does that tell you?
That doesn't mean
he's been in parts. He's been in parts unknown, Rage.
I don't care. The guy doesn't have the belt, so therefore...
Rage, it doesn't matter, Rage. The dude is... I mean, the title is still... I don't care if it hasn't been on TV. They make up the rules as they go along.
And that doesn't mean the belt's not in abeyance either.
Oh, my. That belt is gone.
Rage.
I forgot all about that.
Well, we're going to put the WWE title in abeyance because we don't trust anyone to carry it except John Cena. We remember nobody have it if Cena can't have it.
we get into the Hall of Fame induction.
That's not why the belt's been in advance.
We're joking.
The reason why the belt's been in advance because it's been all about Triple H.
We know this, Surfer. It's a joke.
It's just a joke, Surfer. Calm down, man.
Rage. Where did the Hall of Fame ceremony take place?
Inside what looked like a fucking gym.
Did it look like a pep rally, the Hall of Fame ceremony?
I'll be honest, I'm just joking.
They set
up. It really looked like they rented a hotel and went into this banquet room. This small ass banquet room, and they held it in there, and you can tell because look, the stage was all small and shit.
He said it like Golden Corral, the little special room they have for birthday parties.
That's the ballroom, yeah. That's the Bud Light joke of the night, right there. Golden Corral ballroom.
And it was buffet.
But where they had old people's birthday parties at. Yeah.
They just rented any hotel and they put the banquet in there.
Hey, look, the very first WWE Hall of Fame just had like folded tables.
Yeah,
fine. You know, there's nothing. What if
they had like a security guard? Be like, hey, what are y'all doing? Hey, man. Somebody coming there? No, like they weren't authorized to be in there.
They should have given us a whole tour of the whole hall, you know, and you know, show the wrestlers, you know, walk in the banquet line, the buffet line.
You could have had King at least do that. At least
he was the one working the camp. He's the one working that old home video camera that they had filmed.
Kenny King, they worked him like a Jamaican. He worked every job.
Yep.
They had up there.
I don't know why Kenny King couldn't work.
And you know
it's
what?
It's a damn shame.
Scalping tickets.
And Dixie was running late with the tape to put
Dixie
in the camera.
Was Dixie bodyguards there?
Nope.
No.
But you saw Dixie there.
There was no color in the building except for the black.
Bodyguards!
Who we later learned, it's funny you bring him up, who we later learned his name is Gil, hold on, I got it right here, Gil Corsi.
Great, he took Gil notes and everything. Yeah.
Gil Corsi.
Look at that, Gil Corsi.
Ray was on the sign there.
He looks like a Gil.
It didn't come from his sources, he actually took notes. Oh my God!
He like Jimmy off Superman, ain't he?
That is funny. Yeah, we get into the Hall of Fame. We get into the Hall of Fame segment of the show, and we start off with Sting and his speech. And then he brings out Kurt Angle. He says his thing, and then he takes the mic from Sting. Takes the mic and gives him a watch. And then,
like a retirement party to me.
Yeah. And then, he gives him a Hall of Fame watch. And then, next thing you know, Sting, Kurt Angle says he's turning down this Hall of Fame, induction. He's basically declining to be in the Hall of Fame. he hasn't lived up to his potential, meaning we all know what he did, you know, the DUI.
Does he get inducted next year?
All that means is, you know, he's going to in the WWE Hall of Fame. He gonna get
something
a ring.
Something tells me he's gonna go in like next year.
Yeah. You know,
this is a swerve.
I thought when you went to Hall of Fame, you didn't wrestle anymore.
You know what? I've never heard of somebody turning it down in that sense. After
except
they've
for
already
superstar Billy Graham, he tried to give his shit back.
Well, okay, that's true, but nobody will take it.
Y'all can have this shit.
So let me ask you guys this. So Kurt Angle could be the first and only guy to make it in two Hall of Fames.
Probably, but
Sting going in. Sting going in. this Hall of Fame don't count. This Hall of Fame is
Don't do that.
Hall of Fame is their Hall of Fame is a fucking Slammy Awards. That's all that shit is. Okay? They would have been better off giving them a big trophy. They is a fucking Slammies.
It has credibility as the Eagle Hall of Fame.
They should have been better off doing this shit in the middle of the ring on Impact to have this shit at a fucking fucking banquet.
Taking up all that room at that Golden Corral.
Hold up, this
bitch knew Thursday he wasn't going to accept this award. You mean Tommy, he got all dressed up, had motherfuckers show up? How about he won't accept it? Kurt Angle.
He really wasn't dressed up. He went to the whole ceremony.
And they had people dress up for that shit.
Went to the whole ceremony and everything.
TNA sent a tweet saying they wanted people to dress up business casual with collar shirts. And this motherfucker said he don't want it? Screw you, Kurt Angle. Screw you.
That's right. You know I'm in the cars to Kenny King Park that night.
Kenny K Park. He valeted a lot of fucking cars that night. This fucking this some shit, yo. They worked him like a Jefferson slave that night. Kurt Angle saying, "No, oh my gosh, yo."
He probably got the same tip as that waitress did when what was that restaurant she was working at? And instead of getting a tip, they put a note on the bill. That's what he probably got.
I hope they want Stiff Kenny like that.
How the hell you go into the Swords Hall of Fame and you get a watch?
I don't get that.
I've never heard of that.
No, neither have I.
I told you it was a fucking slam. Well,
what else can they afford?
I heard when you retire from certain jobs to give you gold cufflinks. I ain't never heard of a watch.
But here's the thing. They could have done anything. A plaque. A plaque doesn't cost that much. They could have done anything. But I think they said, okay.
A watch with TNA on it?
They walked in the locker room and they said, anybody got a watch?
If they wanted to be serious about a Hall of Fame, really, you know what they should have did? You know what they should have did? Last year, they should have put Sting in last year. Last year, they should have put Bruno in last year.
Steal that watch.
If they had got Bruno last year, then people probably would have, it probably would have been something more serious, because if they want to start some struggle, but they going to put Kurt Angle in and Sting. Sting shouldn't have went in. Kurt Angle shouldn't have went in. It should have been Jeff Jarrett. They should have got somebody. They should have did something out there, you know, and they should have put more effort. This Hall of Fame that they put on, this in the middle of a pay-per-view, was it? Or was this last night?
No, in the middle of a pay-per-view.
It's a farce.
No, wait.
The ceremony was Saturday. The whole induction thing was
during the pay-per-view.
And they had it at fucking Golden Corral. Yeah. This don't make no damn sense.
Who said that, Lee? Who said that, man? Golden Corral.
Cactus Willie Hall of Fame ceremony.
Rage. Lee said that about your company Hall of Fame ceremony. That wasn't me.
So what were
the pictures of Joseph Parks eating baby back wings show up?
Evidently it was Abyss, because he only comes out for fucking celebrations.
There you go.
Bobby Roode had a better Hall of Fame induction than Kurt Angle did.
And that's horrible. Lee, you on fire tonight, man. That's what I'm saying, horrible.
Yo. Bobby Roode, yo, more people showed up for Bobby Roode. It was they put a nice package together, even though it was Kurt Angle's. Come on now, and then this motherfucker said, "You don't want it."
They could at least did it at Hooters or something.
I would have stood up and that. They said this motherfucker said, "No, I'm not retired. No, I'm not accept." Yo, he turned that shit down. Yo, they embarrassed themselves. They scripted. How they gonna script something that's gonna embarrass themselves like that? This is something new. I can see if he legitimately said that. This is scripted, that he turned down their Hall of Fame.
Because it's TNA.
Oh my god. We get into the Knockouts Championship match.
Stinky titties.
Hey, Rage.
ODB.
Did ODB have underwears with dick holes in them?
Oh god. Y'all ass.
Did she wear them tonight? Double A told me to ask that.
Brooks has marker. And you know what's crazy though?
That's a must for us. ODB.
Like, I kind of wrote this down.
ODB ain't got no ass.
Yes, she does.
We go stick it to this.
She does.
No, she don't have no culture.
She got them big old
skits.
I know Aces and Threes is like their last few.
That's the,
like,
call it what it is, the fucking job squad. They be Al Snow. That probably was Al Snow's idea.
I want to know, what is it gonna take for Brooke to get a cut? What is it gonna take?
What does everybody need? Head.
He still hasn't got a cut yet. So you're telling me that all that gang banging they've been doing to her, and she still hasn't got a cut? What the fuck she got to do? What she got to do?
And she's Bully Ray's bitch.
Yeah.
She's. But yeah, we had then in the middle, well, near, towards the end of the match, Lady Toppa, whatever the fuck her name is, she comes out.
You don't disrespect that woman. Do not disrespect that woman. Do you know who that woman is? That's the Barbarian's niece.
She looks like a man.
She looks horrible.
She legitimately looks like a man.
I smell copycat going on here.
They try to make her like Tamina.
Hold on.
Hold on.
Stay with me, sir. Stay with me.
I'm not saying she's pretty at all. I'm just saying, don't disrespect her. Don't disrespect her, because she has that lineage.
She can't wrestle.
So I give her that.
Look, she... And stay with me, Surfer. Okay. She comes out, right? And then ODB runs out. She gets dropped. Then Gail Kim hits her finisher. 1-2 And hits her finisher. 1-2-3 Gail Kim's knocking.
Gail Kim had that belt how many times?
Then, next thing you know, Gail Kim comes in.
You're approaching.
Lady Toppa gets in the ring, and Gail Kim's on the ground, and then Lady Toppa picks her up, and then they celebrate, and they have this moment. I swear, I wish somebody would have taken a picture of this by now, where you know how a couple, you know how your woman jumps up on you and like sort of a hug, and they got their legs wrapped around you. That was their celebrating position, and she was literally like jumping up and down with the belt, and so yeah, they're celebrating, and I can already see what Surfer's talking about.
So teenagers, straight jack ideas. You know, like wait a week or something, or pretend like it's a coincidence. Like, we like that idea. Who do we have that fits that bill?
Lady Toppa looked like a glow wrestler. Okay, she looked like fucking.
She really.
I mean that would have been like okay when Sharkles and Diesel got together. That would have been like WCW taking Ric Flair and teaming him up with
the Giant.
Who, Batista?
No, Sid. And doing the same thing.
And she can't wrestle with a damn. That's the thing.
She can't wrestle. Lady Toppa cannot wrestle.
She can't wrestle with a damn.
She is horrible. She's a hot tranny mess.
Whoa. She does look man.
She's like a tranny. She does. She's got the face like of a man.
And Lee.
She looking like a man? She looking like a man?
She looks ten times better than Lady Toppa.
Lee, she don't even look... To me, Lee, she don't even look comfortable in the ring.
To me, she looks like one of those wrestlers back in the day where they said just go... She walks like the Yeti. She's terrible. She's like a Halloween, something for Halloween. Like, I wouldn't be surprised in the next
year. Speaking of the Yeti... Somebody put Yeti up on the website.
She reminds me of, what's his name? Evad. Norman, what's his name?
Norman the Lunatic? Dave Sullivan.
She looks like she's so awkward. She's a mess.
You know who I want to hear from? And I know you probably won't call tonight, but for all the Gail Kim crap he was talking.
Flex. You're going to call in. I'm going to stop you right there. Because I talked about this during the pay-per-view in private. He found it necessary to come to me before we went on the air for the pre-show to say he was having computer problems and that unfortunately his presence will not be here tonight. He had to let
the boss know.
Trying to figure out what the sticker said.
And I told him my answer to that was, okay, ..
I bet you were saying good.
No.
You know, you were like good.
Here's the bad thing
taking
about
yourself
it.
Too serious again. People gonna start calling in to the callers, so to the network.
Hey, I hear from him on Saturday.
Of course you will.
Hey, Will, I'm not gonna be able to make it to the show this week. Just want to call and let you know.
Yeah.
That's your job.
They should call her Gremlino or Palestina, one of them old glow names.
That's what she looked like. That's exactly what she looks like.
Was that what she's supposed to be? That Lady Toppa?
She just looks...
That ain't no lady.
She just looks...
Look uncomfortable.
She looks very uncomfortable in the room. Maybe because it's the TNA moment, I don't know, and that's the biggest thing that she's been in.
She looked like she growls and shit.
She is a gut check wrestler.
She looked like she's been raised by wolves. That's what she act like.
Wow.
Part of the problem is, the women she's going to be wrestling is a third of her size.
But the thing about it, she's been in OVW for a while now. You think she would be better than what she is, but she's not. She can't wrestle. She couldn't wrestle in OVW whatsoever. She's the reason why Taylor Hendricks is out right now. And I'm just telling you.
If she wears that belt, somebody should be offended.
Yeah. Yeah.
We get into yet another Dixie Carter backstage promo with EC3.
Well, I need one of them shirts.
Carter the Third.
Dixie Train.
And the thing is they're trying to make it seem like Ethan Carter is, you know, somehow related to Dixie Carter, which I kind of find a bit
stupid.
What was the line?
What was the line, Tony C? Oh my God, hold on.
Remember that they need us.
They need us because
Carter is a fountain.
No. The world needs us because we are the Carters.
Yeah.
Wow.
And yeah,
he's really feeling McMahon-esque right now.
Get into then we get into Kurt Angle versus Bobby Roode, and this this was not only the match of the night. I think this was TNA's best match of 2013.
That ain't saying much.
Okay, yeah.
That might have been the tallest midget, Rage.
This is, and of course it's not saying much, but this was a really good match from start to finish. It ended when Kurt Angle was going up to the top rope to do the Olympic slam, and then Bobby Roode countered it. And it looked like Kurt Angle, kind of messed up his neck in the back, but Bobby Roode got the pinfall, and he beats Kurt Angle on his Hall of Fame night, which I'm kind of surprised at.
Didn't Sting lose on his Hall of Fame night? Why does that surprise you?
Yeah.
Sting lost his Hall of Fame night, and I
was. Why would they make them lose on the Hall of Fame night?
Ric Flair lost. Ric Flair lost.
Because they got their little, what's it called? Their little gift certificate, whatever they give for their Hall of Fame.
Gift card to the Golden Corral.
They said they were going to give everybody, didn't they say they were going to? I think they really did go to AA, because I think the little thing said that you got like a 3-course meal and for showing up.
What? The all you can eat rip wing buffet?
Yeah,
that's probably what they gave them. Fucking 10-cent wings or some shit.
They're probably like, we got your bill. Don't worry about it. Just eat what you want. Uh-huh. Take care of you.
She tried to play with that funny money. That money that had the Pope on it.
And it's like, it's like Samoa Joe. Like, I scored big tonight.
Oh, his
we got access to the ice cream machine. Joe.
They probably pay him in Twinkies. I know they do.
Soft serve.
I demanded a Chuck E. Cheese.
They
pay him in spam and coconuts.
And that match we talked about.
What's wrong with you and spam, man?
Because up there, like, spam is a big deal to, like, them.
Mm-hmm. I know, man, but that's one of our urban foods.
I know. Up there, like, spam is a big deal up there. Like, they you go to McDonald's up there, they sell spam in there.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Yes. What do you think the rib is with spam?
That's not spam.
Yes, it is.
That can't be.
Just to let somebody, a certain person on this network know, Denver is coming back, sir. It is 36-30.
Oh, don't get your hopes up.
Coming back, sir.
Don't get your hopes. But
Bobby Roode won.
Yeah, Bobby Roode won.
And okay, so good. So you know what? That's two things you can't complain about. At least the people who should have went over on Sting and Kurt.
No hell.
And now Kurt.
And then,
nah hell.
No hell.
And then we get into
now they can release Kurt Angle because he, you know, they bought him back from this man stays. Wasn't he in a WWE sponsored rehab?
I don't know about that.
Oh my gosh! Between him and Jeff Hardy, drugs and alcohol. You know what? We didn't have these problems with old TNA. You didn't find these old TNA superstars or stars or whatever you want to call them having these issues that come along with this extra baggage that comes along from these ex WWEF superstars. I mean, Kurt Angle and Jeff Hardy, and they bring their you know, substance abuse problems over. This is just.
You sound like an after-school special.
And then, you know, everybody expects them to win because who they were. You know, I don't have time to deal with has-beens. And then Jeff Hardy or Ken Anderson.
Jeff Hardy's cases, it never was.
Never was.
God, oh, wow.
Junkie Central.
We get into the debut. We get into the debut like, match of... Oh, go ahead.
Who?
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I want to hear this.
Oh, we're getting into the debut of Ethan Carter III as he takes on Norv Burnham. And
this was racist.
Of
crap,
course,
man.
This was. Of course, this was a fucking. Of course, this was a damn squash match. And
that's like WCW not letting Norman Smiley work on a pay per view. If they got somebody on the spot. Squash, you put him in there with Norman Smiley.
Put him in there with his little hockey jerseys on and his little big wig.
Exactly. Ernest the Cat Miller. Man, WCW had a lot of black jobbers.
I don't think Ethan Carter should have made his debut tonight.
They should have got SD the Special Delivery Jones.
But this was a hand. This was a hand.
That dude, that Undertaker. Remember that black dude, Undertaker tombstone, and he had his head all the way up by his chest when he did it. Like, I ain't never seen Undertaker since that tombstone. Nobody like he tombstone that black man.
I feel like they took Gutchek's leftovers and put them against.
Why they fired all the wrestlers? They took all the losers in Gutchek. They fired all the wrestlers.
They got a healthy brother mopping the bathroom, selling hot dogs.
But they could put in there. Who was that little one who beat Lady Topper's ass? They ain't signed her, but they signed Lady Topper. Who's the little one that beat her ass? That was one of the best matches. And the girl wrestled by her. Now, talk about wrestling a broomstick. That girl.
Oh, just to let you guys know, Swatch just signed into Skype.
Who cares?
Who
cares? I'm not going
to
bring him on.
Swatch signs into Skype. Business is about to pick up.
I got to talk to him.
Anyways,
got time to talk to Corky.
Right, look, and then we get into
make some big. Well,
no, Rage. No, Rage. You're not gonna speed past this like it didn't happen. You blame Hollywood Hogan for the downfall of TNA.
First of all,
your racism is the downfall of TNA.
Hold on. No, the racism isn't the downfall of TNA.
Yes, it is. Y'all don't like black people.
It's they wouldn't get a Pope the title. They wouldn't it's get a Pope the title. They had Ken Anderson, of all people, knock the Pope.
Exactly.
Can I ask a question?
Go ahead.
Do anybody feel like the company is in a new direction or a better direction?
It's
or
in a dire direction.
In the same fucking direction.
Get it
downwards.
It's time you got the bromance, the tag team champions. The bromance, the tag team champions. What the
Like, is anybody excited for Thursday?
No.
How can you take your company seriously? On a serious note, how can you take a company seriously when you're in a situation that you're in the tag division? Much less anywhere else.
Look at their champions.
Man, at least they got a legitimate tag team division, unlike
they do, but look who the champions raised. Look at the champions. The worst team, they are the champions.
I don't like it as much as you do, but TNA has a legitimate tag team division. WWE doesn't.
That's like the Ding Dongs having the belts.
That's like Billy and Chuck being tag team champions.
The champions represent your roster. The champions represent that division of wrestlers that you have there.
Hey, Reese, they saying that the best tag team they got in their company right now is the Bromance.
Yeah, is what
really.
They're saying.
What the hell
yeah.
you want to
in the
like
words of the Miz, really, Rage?
I don't like
really.
Them either. What the hell
Look
you
who
want
their champions
to...
are. They got one champion
really?
Who plays. If they got a champion who play fucking peekaboo with his championship, now you see me, now you don't. And then you go holler about. You excited for Thursday?
I am excited for Thursday. I'm only excited for Thursday because of the main event outcome. That's it. I'm not excited for anything else. But yeah. Let's take a vote. Where should we go next to? Should we go to Magnus or Sting, or should we go just to the main event?
Magnus or Sting to get it over with, please.
Yeah,
let's Sting. What happened?
Oh, I can say my piece.
Okay, this wasn't that great of a match.
Sting is a no good.
Let's just end this.
I don't believe that, because this is supposed to be the match that elevates Magnus to the top of that company. Okay,
well, the replay of Bound for Glory is on right now. You want to watch it?
That's for the next 20 years. Okay,
the replay of Bound for Glory is on right now. You want
to
watch it?
Going to be on the level of Sting and Ric Flair going to a time limit draw.
Wait a minute, did you
just compare that to this?
Yeah.
they need to bring somebody back that can cover up Magnus's just the things that he can't. They need to bring Chelsea back, so everybody else don't have to look at him in the ring, and they can just focus on her.
Man,
Sting lost to Magnus, but
he just lose.
He tapped out.
He taps out the Magnus, but wouldn't lose to Hollywood Hogan.
Sting ever tapped out?
He just
who has ever, never.
If you don't believe me, the Bound for Glory replay is on right now, sir.
Sting is 54 years old.
Sting went out like a chump.
That Sting tapped out. It's like
he went out like Hogan did a couple of years ago at Bound for Glory. Wow.
Sure, it sure
no.
Did.
Yes, absolutely.
No. Hollywood Hogan would never. Yeah. Will I say it again? Do I have to say it again? I'm sober now.
No. I was at Bound for Glory fighting Sting. He was Hollywood.
No, I don't want to see it.
Tony C.
He would have slapped the holy hell out of Magnus. I'm tapping out. Hollywood Hogan would never job out of Magnus.
Magnus had him in a Scorpion Deathlock. Hulk Hogan can't feel price shit from the waist down anyway. All them damn surgeries.
If he would have slapped the hell out of Magnus.
He would have ripped his fucking leg.
The exact line
I'm
was...
I'm tapping rage. You just happy that Jeff Hardy competed tonight in a non-inebriated state, okay? It's cool.
And okay. How far has Jeff Hardy fell that he was in the championship match last year, and this year he was in the Ultimate X...
If he's smart, let me say something. If he's smart,
couldn't even win it.
He had a good outing. He'll go back. If he had a good outing.
What's the deal about a good outing?
If he was smart, he would go back and beg for his job like RVD did.
Exactly.
And they put him on Smackdown. Let him get squashed by Robert. He's not high.
My God, Triple H is a forgiving guy. He'll start, man.
But here's the bottom. Here's the bottom line. Here's the bottom line. Magnus won. Sting lost. Case closed.
No, there's
no case closed.
Magnus won with the Scorpion Deathlock.
Yeah,
exactly.
Magnus won.
Yes. Let me ask you a question. Did he apply it correctly?
He applied it pretty well. It was all right. Could be better.
So is that going to be his new finisher now? Did he inherit it, like Miz inherited the figure four?
No.
I just want to know, like, if he got the power of the Scorpion Deathlock now. Because, you know, motherfuckers, they do a move now.
That's just it. Magnus won. Sting lost. Case closed.
Miz could win.
And he won.
Why he had him in
this is giving me more ammunition for our Starcade debate. Continue, Rage. Continue.
And then the main event for the World Heavyweight Championship, Bully Ray and AJ Styles. Early on, we had some interference with the Aces and Eights. They didn't really
Who interfered? Was it D-Von, Ken Anderson?
The two remaining members of Aces and Eights.
D'Lo Brown?
No.
The two remaining members of Aces and Threes.
Especially, you know damn well ain't no brothers in this game.
He can't even call his first name. It's Eric Bischoff's son. The dude who was a referee.
Garrett Bischoff and Knox.
Was it Wes Briscoe? Did he get involved?
No.
He's gone from the company!
Wes Briscoe faces like
he's been facetious. Golly, Ray.
It's not Wes Briscoe. Wes Briscoe lost a match.
He's just messing with you, Ray. And you take it.
Wes Briscoe got blonde cane hair and Batista face. Wes Briscoe looked like he went through hard times,
man. Like Brother Ray said.
There was a good spot in the match with I don't want to say it was a good spot. It was pretty good with AJ's flip dive from the top rope on the ring to the table, and he missed it. But it was nice to see that.
How long? What was it? Which one was it? What was it?
The springboard flip off. You know where he jumps up on the ropes and then he does the front flip splash.
How long was the match?
This was like the match started at like 10:20.
And did Dixie do anything good? Did she pull her dress
off? She came out. No, she didn't do shit. She up to her old tricks again
where she say, tune in, something big will happen, and then you tune in, don't nothing happen. Is that she up to
she
that
was
again?
Like, it was like she just came out, then in the middle of a... when AJ had his first pinfall on Bully Ray, she just stopped him in the middle of the count. That's all she really did.
Ain't that some shit? So she ain't grabbed the mic and shut the lights off again?
Nope. Then Bully Ray destroys the ring. You know, pulls the padding off.
Like the Nexus did?
Yeah, like, the, yeah.
The padding off. There that night.
Yeah.
Lee, let me tell you, Lee will bring up the Nexus at the drop of the hat.
He tries to pull off the the fuck is the move again? I haven't seen it so long and I don't even remember the name of it.
Styles Clash?
Bubble Bomb, what?
No, fuck
it. Pele, Styles Clash, what?
Pile Driver, that's it. Pile Driver.
Oh shit. Yeah, you haven't seen it in a while. You watch WWE?
I haven't seen it in a while.
Yeah, you right about that.
Fuck it, he tries to do the Pile Driver on the exposed ring. And he misses it, and then AJ gets back out of the ring, does another springboard dive, and then 1, 2, 3, new TNA champion, AJ Styles. That's how we end Bound for Glory 2013.
Whew. That's it. He just won. That's it.
The company in a new elevated direction.
So is he going to get a haircut now and come out in a suit? Is he going to cut his hair? What's gonna happen?
Mm-hmm.
What's gonna happen Thursday? Hey, Rage, I'm a new wrestling fan. You showed me this pay per view tonight because you told me it was gonna be big. Now, tell me something to get me to tune in Thursday. Give the listeners right now something that's gonna say they need to tune in Thursday and watch TNA. Go ahead, Rage, do it.
Tune in Thursday for a championship celebration.
But what? Why that shit ain't happening tonight? Screw you and your tits and ass promotion.
You know
what I'm gonna do in honor of TNA? I'm gonna start watching old TNA when the shit was good, and not this pseudo TNA, not this generation TNA. I had more fun talking on the phone. Like
it's a better match than that entire card on pay per view.
I had more fun talking to AA, Tony, Rex, William, and all of them that sit up there watching that pay-per-view. It sounded like that was like the bromance.
Oh, we had great conversation.
That's like making Santino the WWE champion. The bromance.
It was a terrible pay-per-view.
A gimmick tag team. The bromance. This is their best offering. This is their best offering for the year.
And
when are they coming to Baltimore?
What did that say about James Storm? Did they take the belt off of him?
James, this is worse than the Beverly Brothers.
You got questions? You know what? You got all y'all got questions. Why don't y'all tweet Dixie? She's always messaging.
Because you've been championing this big campaign.
You missed the TNA. You missed the TNA.
You got all of us. You asked all of us to show up tonight for your hosting duty.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
And for what?
And 6 months of promoting.
I feel bamboozled. I feel like I've been had.
I've been led astray.
You know, I want a refund.
I want a refund. And I didn't even pay for it.
Pre and post show, I want a refund for the time you took.
We should have recorded our conversation during the pay per view. That would have been more entertaining.
It sounded like it was worse than Impact.
It was. Next time, what you should do, right? On a TNA pay per view, like when the pre show's over, don't go off the air. Because it'd be more interesting for people to listen to us talk crap than to actually watch that uninterrupted.
Well, the next time
you know what? If people had actually ordered the pay per view, they would have been asking for refunds right about now.
The next time
you're right about that.
The next time there will be on pay per view will be sometime in February
2014, huh?
It'll be in January.
You know what? That's one thing I won't fault them for. They might as well do it that way. They need to run.
They know to stay the hell off. They know
they need to run Slammiversary and Bound for Glory. That's all they need. They don't need nothing else.
They do need lockdown. What are you talking about?
No, they don't need lockdown.
Are you sure they're not going to have some tape pay per view on a Friday night?
I'm sure they will.
Taped like 8 months ago. Yeah. Look, the thing is with TNA, TNA of all people need an off season to restructure.
TNA presents In Your House.
TNA. Hulk Hogan, the immortal one. Hulk Hogan, be here. The icon, Sting. The enigmatic, highest fuck junkie, Jeff Hardy.
Oh, are you trying to sound? Who the fuck are you trying to sound like, Schwarzenegger?
You wouldn't know. You weren't old enough when TNA was doing that.
That's how that guy announces when he talks.
Oh my god, I've been watching TNA literally since the first.
Look, they got Kenny King trying to do that job now. They fired that black dude. More are coming to TNA. We found out that black dude got rid of
the darkest guy they're gonna have on that show for a while.
They got rid of the Pope.
Yep.
Oh man,
they have no
race. There's no ethnicity outside of Samoa Joe in the company.
Kenny King is the only black guy on there.
I do. You know what?
Admit that they're racist?
No, I'm not gonna.
At least Vince let him on the plantation. Y'all wouldn't even let him on the plantation. Like, y'all can't even pick cotton over here.
And no, the you can't even pick cotton. They put Samoa Joe. What? They put Samoa Joe. They could have put Kenny King in that match. They put Samoa Joe in there. At least Kenny King could climb the ropes.
And
he can't even get a pay per view payoff.
And plus,
they put 300 pound Samoan in the match.
And plus, on top of that, he must not be getting paid because Kenny King is still doing indie dates.
Yeah.
Not only is he doing indie dates, he's fucking Chippendale dancer.
He got to make money on the side, Rage. What do you got to say about that?
What
do you got to say about this? You talk about Hogan killing your company. What?
Yes,
at least
Hogan
Vince will let R-Truth.
Hogan and Dixie Carter is killing my company, and Hogan is your fucking boy, so why don't you explain
it? At least Vince will let R-Truth come out and say what's up. What is Dixie going to let Kenny do?
No.
All right, you know what?
If they brought Jeff Jarrett back, this would change.
All right, you talked me into it. Maybe Dixie is a little bit racist. Maybe she's a little bit racist, but...
And the thing is, you'll call Vince racist in a minute.
I don't call Vince racist.
She's a dimwit.
You will call Vince a racist in a minute.
I would not call... I don't... Look.
Yes, you do.
...company with his fucking presence. Dixie is killing my company because she doesn't know what the fuck she's doing, and she's
your
a racist.
Company.
Yes.
And Kenny King is killing your company with his non-presence.
Why ain't you buying it yet?
Huh?
Why is the AA buying TNA like he said he would?
You know what? I want
to see on the price to drop.
I was going to throw him a couple of shekels and go to their TV table, but they back the fuck out. Now they owe people money. They owe refunds now.
Oh.
They took that money, robbing Peter to pay Paul. So, they probably took that money from them TV tapers to pay that talent for the night, and then they got to go refund them after they get
TNA. TNA right now is absolutely broke. They are absolutely broke.
No, you know what? I don't think TNA ran. TNA didn't have no direction. I don't think. Look, TNA got Bob Carter. Bob Carter has money. They're not short on money. That's not an issue with them. It's not money. See, you try to use that as an excuse. The reason why things is hell is because they don't have no money. No, they have money. They have no direction.
It's the blind leading the blind over there, Rage.
Oh, shit.
They have money. They ain't paying people because
they about to sell TNA. So.
Who said that, Rage? Who said that? There you go speculating again. Who said that, Rage?
Pretty soon, that's not going to be
Rage.
Bob
who said it? Rage. Who fucking said it? You sound like them people that used to be like, WCW went out of business because they didn't have, because the ratings were bad. That's not why they went out of business.
That's the thing. I don't know. I sort of blame NWO for why WCW.
You know what? Just end the call. Bye. You sounded like shit. This is ridiculous. You don't know what you're saying right now. Just stop it.
He didn't say the NWO calls the end of
WCW. Yes, he did.
That's what he said.
Oh my goodness!
You don't all know right. no better. He doesn't know better.
I kind of blame the NWO
flesh. You don't know nothing.
If he knew better, he would do better.
It is
midnight. I ain't gonna try to get started with this because I gotta work tomorrow.
It's slippery slope.
It's ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
Travesty. That's the word that comes to mind.
You know what, I've known people in the past that used to try to get on there and defend TNA and beg people and pull their leg and shit. Please watch. I'm telling you.
I got a question, fellas. Worst pay-per-view right now. Halloween Havoc 98 or this Bound for Glory tonight?
Bound for Glory tonight.
Oh my god. Because, oh my god.
You know this Bound for Glory tonight look like a bunch of fucking.
I gave
YouTube.
It look. I,
it looked like
I would
YouTube
given
clips people was... pushed together and called it a pay per view.
Wow, Ricky.
This was at least a 7.5. This was at least a 7 out of 10 for me.
What? The Halloween Havoc 98 went off the air at 11 on the dot.
7 out of 10.
Wow.
and this was, and I'm only, and have, and I'm only basing that, basing my score on that, because this was better than the two pay-per-views we had this month.
Well, Rage, you can't do that. If you're giving them a 7.5 based off that, that's not
fair. And not
fair.
All the matches were bad. Not all of the matches were bad.
If they're telling me that Halloween Havoc 98 is better, man, you got to, whew.
You know what? I need
Halloween,
to watch.
They had to get resources for that.
Now I need to watch Halloween. I need to watch that now because if y'all saying
yes, watch Halloween Havoc 98, and it gets preempted at 11. It ends at 11 o'clock.
Rage.
Ooh, go what time that. Was it supposed to end? What time was it supposed to end?
Hey, Rage. One day you're gonna learn how to stop spitting in the wind. Cause that's what you're doing.
Oh, God.
Spitting in the wind. It's like. You really? I didn't have to see this to realize that it wasn't better than the last two pay per views this month.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. This was far better than the last. Yes, it was. Yes, the hell it was.
They should have held their title up in advance. That would have been funny.
This is not me talking. This is not me talking out of my ass. I wholeheartedly believe that this is better than the last.
Lee, that would have been really funny if they'd have held their title in advance too. That was hilarious. You know, we're not holding titles in the... what the fuck, no, here, Rage, everything else.
Rage, I'm gonna give you something. You can take that, Rage.
What? Take what?
At least they have a champion.
Yeah, at least they have a fucking champion.
You nasty, Lee. You nasty.
At least they have a fucking champion. Vacant isn't the TNA champion right now.
It's not in the bands.
Since you're in love with TNA, since you're in love with TNA so much, you can have that, Rage.
It's not a love. I just believe it's better than the last two pay-per-views we had to watch this
month. You see it, Rage?
Oh my God.
You can have that. That you're in
love
with TNA.
TNA. Total nonstop.
Let me go look at their roster. Let me look at their roster.
Alpha Glory Series.
Oh, and Rage, I got one more thing for you, Rage. One more thing I got for you, Rage. I took the liberty of giving you, since you want to see Samoa Joe, you can watch him in his Ultimate X match when he's about 80 pounds lighter. There you go. I posted that as well when he fought AJ and Chris Daniels
in
2006 in that Ultimate X match. And as you can see, when you go through this match, where was the scene? I'm trying to find a part in this match where he was. I'm trying to find a part in the match where he tried to.
Hey, Samoa Joe.
Oh my God!
What's Scott Steiner say? Scott Steiner was like, "Call you Sloppy Joe."
He's the only Samoa that related to The Rock.
What?
So he's the only.
The Rock doesn't claim Samoa Joe. The Rock.
What
all Samoa Joe did in that Ultimate X match was pull people down from the that were climbing the ropes.
Get your ass down.
That's all he did.
Don't blame Dixie.
Oh boy.
Yo, oh, Rage. Some night.
Blame Rage.
Blame me for what?
TNA.
Blame me for what?
TNA.
TNA for what? Blame me what? Because your boy's killing TNA?
Man, Rage, they can run Bash at the Beach 2000 against TNA pay-per-view.
Okay.
And Bash at the Beach 2000 will draw
Bash
better
2000,
rage.
We're talking about this month in October, which was which we had three pay-per-views this month.
They don't care.
We're having what? We have three pay-per-views this month. One coming up. One coming up next week, which on paper, it looks like it's gonna be, yeah. And then you had, Battleground, which was awful. So what do you want me to say? I mean, Bound for Glory was just better. It was just better.
Bound for Glory was better than what?
It wasn't that much. It wasn't better by much. It wasn't better by a whole lot. But it was.
What you think was better, Rage? Battleground or Bound for Glory?
Bound for Glory. Yes, it was. Bound for Glory was better than Battleground.
I think the only thing that was wrong with Battleground, from what I hear, I think the only thing that was wrong with Battleground was the main event. I think everything else sounded like it was okay.
Let me ask you, you know what? No, what? Never mind.
Let Rage go to bed happy. Let's not give him a hard time. He needs to.
Rage,
would
you watch his pay-per-view again?
What?
Would you watch his pay-per-view again?
Yes, I would.
You know what? You full of. I can't talk to you. Full of shit.
You TNA homer.
You're not being honest. You're not.
Yes, I would. I usually buy a whole. I usually buy TNA pay-per-views and WWE pay-per-views.
You bought this one, didn't you?
I didn't buy this, but I would buy it on DVD.
Oh my god! That's even worse.
At least it's cheap. At least it's cheap on DVD than it is on pay-per-view.
Oh my. It ain't worth the disc it's printed on. This was, you know, if they put out a WrestleMania like this.
They right, put it on a VHS.
What was worse, this?
They put it on VHS.
VHS, big fucking laser disc. What was worse, this or which thing was worse? This or WrestleMania 11?
Ooh.
Well, I watched
Bound for Glory.
I watched Mania 11, but
it's Bound for Glory.
Wait. I watched Mania 11 recently. So, which was worse?
Rage, would you rather watch? All right, Surfer. This, Surfer didn't watch it. This, William. This or WrestleMania 1?
What?
The only thing bad about WrestleMania 11, that was the one that was in Hartford, Connecticut, wasn't it?
Yeah, he said WrestleMania 1.
That's 11. Yeah,
but he said 11 before. That was in Hartford, Connecticut, right? That was the only WrestleMania. I think it was in Hartford.
Can I ask you a question, Rage? Did they debut that three-sided ring you've been talking about?
Shut the fuck up, Surfer. Get the fuck up!
Hey, Rage. The start that TNA was going to have a.
He believes anything that he finds on the internet.
Oh my god!
He has sources. Rage has sources. Always
I'd rather you use swag.
So this is it, right? So this. Wait. Hold on. So this is it, right? Y'all choose this night for another Rage Roast, right?
I'm just saying.
Right? Oh no, right? No. We're gonna do the same thing next Sunday. For hell in a cell.
Yeah, that's whatever. Whatever.
Swag's and stick is a more accurate.
Because hell in a cell is going to be 32. The only difference is AA is going to be there, so he'll be able to tell us how bad it sucks.
Y'all start doing promos and get us out of here, man, if you can't take it anymore.
Not that I can't take it anymore. Y'all just.
Yeah. AA will go to bed.
Yeah, do y'all promos. Just, do promos, please.
Y'all are just biased, but anyway. Anyway,
what was the WrestleMania had like 20 matches in it?
Shut up, Lee!
Wasn't that WrestleMania 7 that had like 15 matches?
Shut up, Lee!
Was that the one where they, what was the main event of that WrestleMania 7?
WrestleMania 7
and Slaughter.
They had 15 matches.
Oh my god.
That probably would. That sounded like it's right.
Rant M's week started. Oh, fucking god. Rant M's week.
Bound for Glory got you flustered.
starts off every Sunday at 5 or 5:30. With the What Are You Reading comic book show.
Oh my god!
With Surfer and Jordan Cobb, and then you get into Tuesday. You have the rant at 8 o'clock with AA. Oh god's sakes!
And Lee, WrestleMania 8 was worse than Bound for Glory tonight.
We got the Wrestling Call-In Show every Saturday night at 11 with William Morgan. We also got Turnbuckle Throwbacks with our guy Phil. Check out all the fine articles we have on the website. And
what else is that Sunday?
Shut up! I was getting into that! Damn! Oh my god. And we need new blood on Rant. We need new blood on Rant EM Radio. So if you
want to be in the Millionaires Club instead of new blood...
If you're a writer, if you're a good writer, if you feel like you got the voice to be on Rant EM Radio, just
and you get don't on. See.
Shut up. Get on the.
Are you going to do a TNA show? Are you going to do a TNA show, Rage? A weekly TNA show?
That would be.
Let's
fun.
Do a TNA. Let's do a TNA parody show. let's do a show where we book TNA. Like we actually book it. And maybe they'll listen to the show and take the ideas. Like, we actually booked the TNA show. Let's do that.
And we can have people come back.
If you feel like
a TNA fantasy league. Can we do a TNA fantasy league?
TNA presents Chris Benoit.
Rage the Creator presents TNA.
Chris Benoit against Macho Man Randy Savage.
Tappy is the world champion in TNA Fantasy.
Brady, you just
if you're a good writer and you feel like you, or you have, if you're a good writer and you have the, you feel like you have, and you feel like you have the voice to be on Rant EM Radio, just go to the website, rantemradio.com, shoot AA or Lex a message, and hopefully, and pitch them your idea, and hopefully you'll be able to get on the website, and, or live on the air. Next time we're on Sunday
you
paper.
You mad, Ray? You mad?
Shut the fuck up. Next time we're on Sunday pay-per-view coverage, which will be next Sunday for WWE Hell in a Cell. Coverage will begin at 7 p.m. with our pre-show, and we will have a live post-show at 11. Also, AA will be live on vacation at
location.
American Airlines. Oh my god.
Doing a 3-day tonight.
Did he say vacation?
Yes, he did say vacation.
He said fucking vacation. How you get vacation? What the? Rage, come on now.
He flustered. We messing with him a little too much. We sorry, Rage. We're sorry.
I'm sorry, Rage. You know, we sorry, Rage. Rage, we so sorry.
I'm sorry.
We didn't know you were going to do it like that. You can get us back next Sunday.
Double A. Come on, Ray. Why are you acting all surly? Double
A. I'm sorry, Ray.
You acting all surly? Come on, Ray.
Ray, can you quit it? Can you cut out the malarkey white man talking?
Double A will be on location at the American Airlines Arena in Miami for Hell in a Cell with his expertise journalism.
Rage? Oh.
And that'll be next Sunday, right here on Rant EM Radio. So for me,
perturbed. Why'd you come on, Rage?
For me,
that was dramatic breath.
Surfer,
you sound like Tony Schiavone. Hulk Hogan, you go
God
to hell.
Rage damn it! Can I close the show?
I'm sorry.
No,
you sound like Tony Schiavone. Like, he was talking slow.
Okay, Double A is going to pull Bobby, it out in a minute. I don't know.
Double A for William, for Surfer, for Lee, and for Tony.
I don't know.
Lee, you can go to hell.
This has been Randy. Glory. Good night, everyone.
Take care.